what did you do to get in trouble at school? I got caught cheating during my midterm exam. Teacher threw a book at me, actually ended up hitting me in the face. I had to buy $450 worth of school yearbook advertising to pass because I failed my midterm exam.
That is kind of not surprising to me about you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not dumb. I just really never applied myself, for sure. Wasn't the best thing. 317-239-1009. Let's talk to another good person. Joe, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi, I got kicked out of school on 9/11 for calling my parents and letting someone else call their parents on a cell phone to let them know about the buildings getting hit.
That's just un-American right there.
Well, this was back in, 2000, what was it, one or two?
It was 2001.
2001, yep.
We weren't allowed to have cell phones in school, and we were sitting in TV class for news broadcasting, and we saw them in the air, and we were calling our parents, letting them know what happened, and the librarian came out in the hallway and took the phones away from us and said, "You ain't supposed to have phones in school," and I quipped back with, "Yeah, well, they ain't supposed to be bombing us, but they are." So I got sent home and kicked out of school for 3 days.
So how old are you now? So were you like a senior then? So are you like 32?
33.
Aha.
Yeah, when 9/11 happened, I was actually, I think, a freshman in high school. And they didn't even tell what was happening, Joe. Like, my school didn't even tell us.
How weird am I that on a first date with somebody here in Indy, I asked him to tell me his 9/11 story because he's 32 and he was a senior during 9/11 and I was dying to know because he remembers it better because I was in third grade. So I was like dying to know like what he remembered
that's
in his
experience.
That's
something you don't ask.
Yes, like, that's so weird.
Say a first date?
If a girl asked me on a date, so where were you on 9/11?
That's such an interesting thing to ask. I think it's a brilliant first date
morbid.
Question.
It's morbid. It's a terrorist attack and people died.
Well, that's the point. It's like we can all relate though. Is something that we all connect with as Americans, and it's like so just sad and awful. And as someone that was young when it happened, I just like asking people their 9/11 experiences. It's
oh
just
my
crazy.
Gosh, no way.
Kylie tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show and said, "In fourth grade, I was sick and brought NyQuil to school and showed the kid next to me, and he grabbed it and ate it. And this girl who I dumped pencil shavings on in third grade told the teacher I drugged him, and me and him got suspended."
Oh, you know what? Crap, I forgot one thing that I did too. Did you ever, I feel like it's more boy stuff. We all went in there and we didn't realize it at first, but somebody just did it and it worked. We would take toilet paper and wad it up, like get it wet in the sink, and then we just threw it to the top of the ceiling.
Oh, yes. That's disgusting.
That was so, no, not, well, there was no poop on it. It was just toilet paper and water. We threw a bunch of it, though. We're so dumb because, like, they know, I don't know. They knew it was me. I don't know how they did, but I guess they know when they give you a hall pass to go out and do stuff.
We, when I was a freshman, the senior class at the time played a prank on my radio and TV teacher.
Okay.
And they had bought, we had all of these like Mac desktop computers.
Yeah.
And they were very expensive at the time.
Still are.
I mean, yeah, but definitely then too, because they were rarer. And so these seniors had gone online and bought like a dud computer, and they set it up in the classroom and replaced like one of the actual working ones with that one. And this kid, they set up a camera in the room. I'll never forget it. My teacher still to this day, this was now like over 10 years ago, but he plays for every single class of his. He plays this video of this prank they did on him because it's so funny. They had acted like, this kid had acted like he got frustrated, like the computer wasn't working, and just picked up the actual, not the monitor, but the computer.
Yeah.
And slammed it on the floor and grabbed like a hammer or something and started smashing
it.
And my teacher went ballistic and was like, "What the hell do you think you're doing?" Like freaking out. And then he's like, "You're suspended, blah, blah, blah." And then all these kids started laughing and he's like, "What is going on?" They were like, "This is a fake computer. We totally pranked you." And now it's like iconic, lives on in infamy in my high school, which is Floyd Central High School in Southern Indiana. Go Highlanders!
I was also a Highlander. How Highlanders! Bringing that up now makes me want to prank you so bad.
If I was a principal now, I would 100% make our school mascot be the Fighting Chicken Nuggets.
Of course you would. And that's why, Alex, you're not allowed near school zones. There's that.